Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the second hour of the WRJC staff takeover. And we figured maybe you'd want to know just a little bit about us and how things are going around here, so we thought we'd do our own interview of each other. For everyone out there listening who may not know the staff here at WRJC Radio, introduce yourself and what you do here at the radio station. Kent?
Do I have to tell the truth?
That would be preferable.
Because, you know, it is April Fool's.
It is April Fool's. It is.
My name is Kent Pensorn. I'm in charge of the sales department here. We all wear different hats here, but predominantly I'm in charge of the sales end of it. I'm writing the commercials that air. Also, shopping shows a big part of working on getting new businesses that may just be starting out. They don't have an advertising budget. Shopping show is a good option for them. So that's kind of what my role here is.
And we also hear you doing the obituaries, which a lot of people really want to hear that segment. And that's something that you do very well with getting the pronunciations right and get all the details in there so that people can have that closure.
Yeah. And that's something I'm trying to be very conscientious of. Is one thing I learned when I first started out in radio 40 years ago, dating myself, but that was one of the first things I had to do was read obituaries. And you wanted to make sure that you pronounced the name right.
Absolutely.
Because if you did not, it could upset the family.
Right. Show as much respect as you possibly can.
So we want to be as respectful as we can.
Same question over to you, Mikey.
All right. Well, I'm Mike Baker. I do the sports, the news.
Funny faces.
Funny noises.
Funny noises.
some really bad impersonations.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
What other things do you want the listeners to know about you?
I enjoy working here. I know we're supposed to rip on Murph today, and we probably should still, but...
No, I will give you that chance. Yeah. I just, I wanted to get to this part.
But Lisa, I really enjoy working here and working with Kent, with Murph, even with you sometimes.
Even with me sometimes, no, absolutely.
No. With you as well, Shelby, you've been a great asset to our team as well. But like I said, I do news production in a lot of sports. Obviously, that's my favorite part of this job is the sports.
No,
we would never have guessed.
But I try to mix it up a little bit as well. And maybe I can't say what I was doing 40 years ago because I wasn't around 40 years ago. So it's a little tough.
Yeah, he's the baby here. He's the baby.
In a couple of years, I'll be able to say it was here 40 years ago. But
thank you guys for those introductions. And we're going to talk about a lot more stuff. The WRJC staff taking over Now 92.1. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the WRJC staff takeover of Murph in the Morning radio program. What drew you to this particular radio station over maybe some of the other local radio stations?
Well, I'd heard that Murph through the grapevine. I was at another market close by, and I'd heard that a new owner had taken over. And I was approached through kind of a mutual friend that Murph was maybe looking for, someone that had familiarity. Good thing I'm not. I'm sounding like the world's worst DJ now. But somebody that was familiar with the area.
Right.
And I actually grew up in the Wunniwok area. And when I was growing up, I actually used to listen to WRJC.
You did?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So it was kind of, in a way, like a homecoming for me. I just felt this was a great area. With a new owner coming in, he was looking at new ideas. And I just felt, where I was professionally, I needed a new challenge, and that's why I chose to come here. And it's really been a fun ride for me.
Awesome.
Pretty much we can, within reason, we can come up with ideas, and Murph is always, for the most part, supportive of them. I've never been at a job really like the support that we get a lot of times is at a job, and it's just like your ideas would constantly get shot down.
But sure.
That doesn't really happen here much. I mean,
that's great.
Within reason.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. What about you?
Mike, tell me why you were drawn to WRJC too.
I was working at a radio station. It was only part-time on the other side of my hometown of Tomah. But I had a friend that said, hey, the Mauston radio station, they're looking for help. So I tried to call and tried to call and tried to call. And it took like a month before we actually got
a meeting,
chance to sit
down.
Sound
familiar, Shelby?
That does sound familiar. It sounds a little familiar.
But once I did, I could tell Murphy, he's a very passionate guy about local radio, and the things he does, local content on the morning show and stuff, is something that most radio stations in this day and age don't have. And where other stations, they kind of said, hey, we can only do 8 games and they all got to be boys sports or something like that. Here, yeah, pretty much boys, girls, we can mix it all in, make hopefully make everyone happy out there. And I enjoy that aspect of covering sports in the area. Murph's given me that chance to been able to cover it all.
Did you come here just to do sports? Was that your focus when you got here?
That's my focus, but in local radio, small radio stations, obviously.
You have to wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the three of us. I do like to wear hats, a lot of different hats. And I mean that metaphorically as well, where you got to do some news, you got to do some production, got to do some ads, got to do a little bit of everything here, but I enjoy it.
WRJC Staff Takeover will be right back. This is our takeover time. It's the WRJC Staff Takeover Day today. And since I'm the newbie, I kind of wanted to get you guys' ideas. I've got with me Kent Penshorn and our famous Mike Baker. So I just wanted to know, you know, what do you guys like about working here at WRJC? Why do you stay?
That's a good question.
The paycheck?
It's just a paycheck.
Yeah. No. What I like about working here is I've worked in other radio stations, other markets, and I like the freedom that I have here. It's not a regular job where you have to punch a clock, you know, come in, right, come out. You have a lot of freedom. That's one of the really cool things I like about working here.
Okay, Mike?
I'm kind of echoing off of that. We do have a lot of freedom here, and I kind of have, in some sense, a free range of what I want to do for sports games and stuff like that, and really enjoy that and can cover as many of our local sports teams as possible a lot of times throughout a calendar year.
So what would you say about your coworker, Kent?
Nothing good. No. No.
right answer.
I think what... people see me at games, and I get all the credit, and I should. No. All the credit really does have to go first to Murph, because without Murph, we don't have a radio station, but then to Kent, because without the ads he brings in, without the revenue he creates.
And the sponsorships and everything, and the relationships he's made within the community really are a big deal.
Oh, yeah. We don't have nearly as much sports coverage as we do without Kent and without Murph.
Awesome. What about working with this clown over here, Kent? What would you say about working with Mike?
Well, I think a lot of people, if they don't know Mike, he's laid back. But some of the things that he will create, I know my jaw will drop, and it's like, this came from Mike? Wow. That's when it comes to sports. Like I said, I've worked in other markets, but I'll put a Mike at the top of my list as far as calling games. He's very good at what he does. And,
yes.
And when he goes out into some of these small communities, I mean, he's treated like ESPN. A good example is when we followed the Winnewa girls volleyball team for like the last 3 years. Well, I think he's already got some invitations for this year from some of the sports people to come to their graduation. You know,
Mike becomes a part of their lives.
Yep.
And some of them I'm not even related to.
Yeah, which is a rarity in itself.
Which is strange around here to not be a relation.
But that's, to me, what is the fun part of small market radio,
right,
is you feel that you develop a relationship with the communities, with the schools, and in essence, they kind of become family to you.
Right, right.
I mean, I'm at a point now where I can walk into some of the businesses and I can give them a recommendation or an idea, and they'll just go, well, you know, if you feel that's good for me, let's go with it.
Now you're the radio guy, you know.
But that's the fun part of small market radio.
Right.
But, you know, I know Murph doesn't like us to use the COVID word or whatever, but that was a challenge, and it kind of changed where I was doing things I didn't necessarily like, where I wasn't able to get out in front of people. I like doing that because you get to find out, you know, what's going on in their life. And they always ask how your family is and stuff like
that. Right, and it makes a difference. Yeah.
So that's why I'm glad now that I'm able to do that again and have that personal contact.
Now, 92.1 WRJC staff taking over. We'll be right back. Now, 92.1 FM WRJC staff taking over on April Fool's Day, back here with Shelby and Mike and Kent.
It seems like we here are so community-minded, and that is one of the things that really drew me to this station and this area, is how darn friendly everybody is and how they are in each other's lives and how they do care about each other. And that, it makes a big difference when you go into a business and they know you personally. It's not some robot calling them or you know, and it makes a big difference that they know that you actually care what happens to their business, because some of these businesses have been around. I mean, we read Ray Shoe's been around for 60 years. Yep. Holy mackerel. And you're making new relationships all the time with new businesses. So.
Yeah, and that's always, for me now, is a fun part is meeting new businesses that are coming in and doing your spiel about to market your business. Why should you choose WRJC? And a big selling point I always say is we're in this together, and
absolutely,
we're here for the community. And that's one thing I give Murph a ton of credit for. When he took over the station, he wanted it to be involved with the community, and we've done that, and we're even, I think, doing more of that more and more each year.
Very cool.
And the one cool thing about both Kent and Murph is they understand that not everyone is going to have the pockets to spend on gigantic advertising packages, and Kent and Murph are really good at working with
local businesses to make sure that everybody can play. Right.
Well, and one thing I think that's helped me is at one time I was running a dairy farm. So I've used that life of, I can relate to some of these businesses when you're looking at, I'd like to be able to do more in advertising, but I got to look at my bottom line and I know where they're coming from. I was at that point once.
Right.
And
right.
I can relate to that.
And you guys are both hometown boys. I mean,
relatively. Yeah. I grew up in the Wonewoc area.
So you guys are both hometown kind of people and been here a lot your lives. So you know all these folks around. And it's not just from getting out there and selling, you know, and being, but you're also been in the community together. And it makes a big difference, like I was saying. It makes a big difference in how you relate to people and stuff when you're in with them. You know, it's not
exactly.
Just, yeah.
And when you're out there, I'm sure Kent, when he's doing sales, and me when I'm out at sporting events, you realize how small of a world it is. I know we're relatively close to our hometowns, but you start to find out connections you have with people out there that you would have never known you had and stuff like that.
Right. Kent, tell us about some of the promotions and things that we have coming up here at the station that you're excited about. Things that if businesses wanted to get in contact with us for some advertising, if there's, you know, things that are coming down the pike for us here at WRJC that you're excited about.
Well, one that I'm really excited about, and I'm not going to spill the beans on it, how it works or whatever, but we are going to be doing a dive bar promotion this summer. And Shelby, you joined me yesterday. We did our first interview with one of the local dive bars. It's fun learning the history about, you know, how they started, how they've evolved, that sort of thing. But that promotion will be starting right after Memorial Weekend and then run all summer long. So I'm excited about that one. Another one that we're still working on and are going to be doing as well is a brouhaha.
That sounds exciting.
Like a slash beer walk.
Okay.
And then we're going to tie in a big boys and girls toys event. So what that is businesses will be bringing like their ATVs, if they have boats, pickups, that sort of thing, that will be coordinating with the beer walk.
Okay.
And that'll be coming up on May the 18th. It'll be a Saturday.
Okay.
So I am looking for if there are some businesses out there that, you know, have the big boys and toys, they can give me a call here at the radio station, or I can, you know, shoot them an email if
sure.
they're interested in. But that's one I think will be a lot of fun. And we also are going to tie in from the ticket sales to the event. We always pick a charity where after all the expenses are covered, then we donate money back to that charity. So
that's another
way where we like to, you know, support the
community.
Yep.
That's excellent. And just so everybody out there knows, it was actually Kent's idea to do the Farm Appreciation Dinner.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun one.
Actually went off a lot better than anybody thought it was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, my goal, you know, the first year, I would have been elated if we would have had, you know, 60 to 70 people attend. I think we had
nearly a full house.
We had nearly a full house, and I think we had maybe around 100 people that had replied back to us that was interested. You're always going to have some people that things
that
come
don't
up,
show.
But,
sure.
But for the first year, I thought that was phenomenal.
Yes.
The support from the local businesses was tremendous, and the speakers.
Excellent. Excellent.
So we'll be doing that again next year. We're still working on the date and that sort of thing. But I see that one to continue to grow because I just felt there was a need for that. And
right.
And we got a lot of positive feedback as well.
Thank you, Kent and Mike, for all of that good information. WRJC staff coming back at you in just a few minutes. It's the staff takeover at WRJC Radio, April Fool's Day. And I'm not sure if the joke's on us or on Murph, but here we go. We're going to wrap
Hang on. We're not going to wrap things up quite yet.
We aren't?
No.
Oh.
Because me and Kent have been around. Everyone knows about us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we got to turn the tables.
Now, this was my interview.
Yeah, but now it's my interview. And Shelby, we want the listeners to get to know a little bit more about you as well. So why don't you tell us about yourself, your position, why you decided to come here to WRJC, and talk a little bit about why you decided to work with Murph.
Well, here we go. From Arkansas, moved up here about 4 or 5 years ago, loved the area, just fell in love with being in a village. I thought it sounded so romantic to go live in a village after being around a big Walmart and all that stuff. And we came here, we got 4 distinct seasons here in Wisconsin, and there's something going on in each of those 4 seasons. And how exciting is that, that you're, there's something going on all the time?
They have 5 seasons. You forgot about deer season.
Exactly. Well, I don't myself participate in deer season because I'm not a hunter. What I do here at the station is, obviously, I organize some stuff. I keep up with Facebook. I keep up with the website now. So you may have seen an improvement in the dates being more correct. There's really a lot to like here. There really is, because there's so much opportunity and there's so much to do in this area. And I feel like this is a good way for me to be more connected to my community, to the community folks. Because, like I said, I'm in a band. We're in another Fine Mess band, my husband and I, and obviously Galen and Steve and Angie and Gary Brannick as well. We have a lot of fun doing that, but this lets me be even more connected with the community, and that's something that's really important to me, is to be more connected and feel like I'm doing my fair part of, you know, for the community, and this allows me to do that. 92.1, it was always a station that I listened to. Growing up as a child in Arkansas, we had KKEG 92.1, and so that the numbers mean something to me because I grew up with that. And that, I was like, oh, well, there it is. That's my sign, right? That's my sign that I'm supposed to be there. Not just that, but as we were moving from Arkansas, you know, trying to get everything out of Arkansas and up here, that's quite a haul if you hadn't figured that out. And found a radio station, and it would keep you company when, like, before we had our furniture moved in and our beds and stuff, we already had the radio going. We found this station, and it was a comfort almost, because not only was it the right numbers, 92.1, but it meant something to us that they're playing things that we play in our band. And to me, that's a really cool deal. And I actually take cues from what we play on the station here of what we probably ought to play in the band. I just really like being in the community and being part of everything, and anything I can do to help, that's where I want to be.
Speaking of your band, when's the next gig you guys have that people can come and check you out in that capacity?
Well, I tell you what, instead of giving you all our dates, what I'm going to do...
Just the first one.
Well, it's in June sometime.
Okay.
But the deal is this. You go to ReverbNation.com/AFM Shelby, and you can get all the information on that. So that's all I'm going to say there. Because you just go to the website and look us up. Another fine mess.
It's like the perfect band name for you.
It really is, because I am Shelby the Mess. And that really works for me. Yeah, I am a disaster.
When you first said another fine mess, I thought you must know the radio station.
Well, I fit in here really well, I think. I think I fit in here really well. And, you know, it, like you were saying, it was kind of hard for Murph to make some decisions on, you know, oh, you need to hire this person, you need to hire that person. Thankfully, Kent was on my side on this one. And I really, really, this was something I really wanted to do. And I felt like I would be good for you guys and you guys would be good for me. And it really has been a good fit.
If anyone out there wants to know, the first thing Shelby did at the station, she cleaned the bathroom.
Well, I've had help cleaning around here, but yes, I do clean every once in a while.
And we won't talk about what she found in the studio, so.
No, we will let that one go.
No.
We will let that one go.
Not only she has brought her expertise, but she also has cleaned up the place a lot.
Figuratively and literally.
And hopefully, you know, actually serve a purpose here other than just cleaning up after the guys, so.
WRJC staff wrapping up for real this time. There's more to come next hour. Don't go anywhere. Now, 92.1, stay tuned.